the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Today is Boxing Day, and welcome to the Wham Bam 1-2 Punch East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, it's the last show of the year, folks, and we have a bunch of fantastic pre-recorded interviews to reveal. The first one is Baegas. He is a super cool DJ from Mexico, and he is now living in Vancouver. Welcome, welcome. Then the legendary DJ Rennie Foster, aka RF. He's been on the Wham Bam East Van Show before, and together with Rennie, we have Kyprios, you know, the one from the Sweatshop Union. Yeah, that Kyprios. And finally, Ben Chibber from Monkey Skateboards. Yes, we interviewed all of these guys back in August from the Zenyasai Beer Garden Summer Dance Music Party. Let's bring those dance vibes back because New Year's Eve is coming up. What? All right, so let's get started with the show. Let's play some Baegas. This one's called Indigo on CJSF. Listener's discretion is advised.
Hold on, I got to start this motherfucking record over again. Wait a minute. 91 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Eduardo Villegas. I'm from Mexico. My artist name is Villegas, and then right now we are here at the Nikkei Festival. I've been DJing for 10 years, house music, electronic music, and yeah, beautiful place, beautiful spot. I really like the vibe, so.
Awesome. Okay, and you're from Mexico. Tell me a little bit about your city.
My city is Guadalajara. It's like in the East Coast center. Like we have like 5 hours the coast, and then like my city is like very Spanish old background, because like the Spanish were there like long time ago, and then it's very old, like from the 1500s, something like that, like very Spanish. The food is really good. We have like lots of tacos, like lots of you know, kind of different food, and yeah.
It's we beautiful. Love tacos. Okay, so how did you get into DJing?
Well, a long time I was listening to Daft Punk when I was like a kid, like I was like 6 years maybe, and then that's how everything started, right? Like listening to Daft Punk. Yeah. Then I started like looking for more music and stuff about that, and then that's how I started like getting the knowledge about house music, electronic music, and then like going there, like starting digging, then like producing, and like, you know, like getting more knowledge from life.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And how do you know Rennie Foster?
Oh, I know Rennie because he's a DJ as well. He managed a really nice record label, a Rare record label. That also I'm an artist from the record label. We have been working on my album that is coming up soon. We'll let you know everything on the social media. And then, Rennie is a DJ. He has like lots of artistic background, like from here in Japan also. Like he used to live there for like 10 years or something like that. Rennie is a great man.
Awesome. Okay, and tell me about one of your songs. Is Freedom is one of them?
Yeah, that's my last release. That's a drum and bass. Like more like softly, we call it liquid drum and bass. That is like another like a kind of subgenre of the drum and bass music. It's a release on my record label 909 Action Records also. It has been like 2 months since then, and then we have a really good background from the track. I really like it because like if you listen to the track like Freedom, like you can listen to the ocean, to the birds, like if you were in the coast, you know, like chilling, and then you listen to this little piano that I add into the production. It's like, okay, I feel like that vibe, you know, like freedom, like going, like, I don't know, anywhere you want to live, you know, like mine was like living in the beach, like in a pretty chill spot, so that's how it comes.
Awesome. Okay, and when you were living in Mexico, what inspired you to come to Canada?
Just to like try something different, like everyone's is from different countries, you know, and Canada is like a multicultural country.
Yes.
And you can find more like people from different places, like Japan right now, where we are like celebrating this, like Mexico, everywhere from the world, you know, like Spain, whatever. So I started to like feeling that I have to get that knowledge, you know, from different people, like try myself, like I can do something better than I can do in my place, and then like, you know, something
awesome.
Like that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Band Show. Wham Bam!
East Band.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you so much.
And that was Freedom by Baegas. And yes, do you feel more relaxed now with the sound of the birds and the ocean waves? Love it. All right, next up we have Renny and Kiprios after the break.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome, Randy and Kiprios, to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please, hello. Introduce yourself.
I'm Randy Foster,
Dub Dub One.
I'm Kiprios.
Kiprios, what? Okay, and how do you guys know each other?
So my brother got into hip-hop in the 90s. He was in the first rap group in Victoria. So his man, Degree, was a friend of my brother. So this is why I got involved in music, was through Dub Dub and Degree.
In the
90s.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Okay, and you're involved with the Sweatshop Union back in the day.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Sweatshop Union, and I was independent as well.
We get some rhythm started here and see what happens.
Gonna say it when you're playing yourself. Your critics are right, you ain't believing the hype. You in a fist fight, boxing with your shadow. Stuck in yesterday, you ain't think about tomorrow. Yesterday is gone, a better day's are far away. You got a million brilliant thoughts and not a single thing to say. I need to speak to God, but even he's frontin'. Cause I only talk to him when I need something. I'm meeting him now, I need a new style of who to be. I try to buy new clothes, but none of them look good on me. Women, alcohol, Tylenol for the hangover. Next day, same damn battle, different soldiers. It's over, I'm getting older. Hell's hot, cold world, even getting colder. It's over, I'm getting older. Hell's hot, cold world, even getting colder.
Lately, hey, I get up thinking I'm gonna fall. Can you save me, hey, from myself before I hit the wall? Although I ain't really been myself at all. Trying to be the man that I am, I stand tall. Can you save me, hey, from myself before I hit the wall?
Man, I'm gonna hit the wall. Bounce around like an open bar. Shit, I'm gonna hit the wall. I hope that it ain't in front of y'all. I'd write a better story if I had enough ink, and I would chain us back together if I had the missing link. Outsider, I love to be inside, and now I'm outsider. Nowhere for this spider. Cause I'm a liar, but I'll suck it all up. And everybody told me, Kiprios, you'll fuck it all up. And they were right with the stereotypes. I used to be the type of MC you stereolite. But I'm a loser, loser getting old. Life is but a stage and I'm forgetting my role. You take a drink and the drink takes you. You only get one chance, man, there's no take two.
Lately, hey, I get up thinking I'm gonna fall. Can you save me, hey, from myself before I hit the wall? Although I ain't really been myself at all.
Alright, and this isn't my hit, I might say goodbye. I need a peace of mind, it seems even pieces are free. I'd rent a little piece of heaven if you lease it to me. You kick it tonight until it bleeds sunlight. But I'm sick of the sight without the will to fight. Lately, my whole shit is going crazy. But I can take a job cause it won't take me.
Lately.
Some of the days, things are straight, man. Plus, you always rebound, man.
DJ Cumber?
Oh, DJ's new. Like every other washed
he's
up.
He's a new DJ.
Yeah, the new, like every other washed up rapper. I'm DJing now.
All right. Did he teach you everything he knows?
No. I'm learning, man. He's always
all
a student.
On his own, man.
He's all
on
his own.
Own style.
He's got his own style.
And he's a great DJ.
I fucking love it, man.
Don't step on my feet, the remedy be the movement. Get ready for we.
Say Goodbye is a song that I don't know why I decided it's my mom's favorite song. It's about I lost a friend when he was young, and it was essentially, I was feeling sorry for myself at the time, and it really leveled and grounded me to think that I've got a young friend who's not with us anymore. So I wrote something and kind of dedicated it to him and refocused myself to be able to appreciate a moment and be able to appreciate the time we do have here. And it still kind of resonates me because as we get older, we're losing more and more people. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yo, check this out, man. Through music, we make connections. And with this song, we connecting with the living and the deceased. Kid, sweet.
Hey, kid, you know I love to stay and catch up. You call me on a bad day, but you see me when your eyes are shut as you're rising up. Okay, and what I really need to say, one day we're gonna meet again, and it'll be the same. Cause even when gone, you hear me in my song say, every life, first the sun, then the night falls. We're all on borrowed time, I'll never say goodbye. Take your time, live your life like it's last call. Don't wanna see you cry, we'll never say goodbye.
Yo, man, I miss you, kid.
Life was easy and innocent, in a simple world ignorant, stealing cigarettes, gonna get high, drinking some rye, then again, we're all the same thing in the end, butterflies lose their wings and ascend, so do friends, memories resurrect a new life for the dead. So anytime that you want to see me, raise a glass, reminisce, take it easy, just close your eyes, I'll be right there with your soul inside. And there's no goodbyes. I wish I had a handkerchief so I could wipe those eyes. I saw my mom's at the funeral. She spoke so nice, like, what a great kid. Don't believe those lies. Every night, first the sun, then the night falls. We're all on borrowed time. I'll never say goodbye. Take your time, live your life like it's last call. Don't wanna see you cry. We'll never say goodbye.
Say goodbyes because we don't have to. It ain't over.
So kid, don't mourn, take your life back. Carpe diem and all that. Really matters today is today. See, the more you live, the happier I'll be. You better take your time and shine. Everybody gotta learn sometimes. Cause there's no goodbyes. Cause after every night fall, a new sun will rise. Every life, first the sun, then the night falls.
Night falls.
We're all on borrowed time.
Time.
I'll never say never goodbye. Take your time, live your life like it's last call.
Last call.
Don't wanna see you cry. We'll never say goodbye. Every life, first the sun, then the night falls. We're all on borrowed time. I'll never say goodbye. Take your time.
And your daughter just did an interview with Crates on Crates.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, tell me about her her restaurant.
Oh, Jungle Room? The Jungle Room?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's the co-head chef there. Oh. She was the patisserie chef, but now she's running the whole thing. So she's working with another chef there as a two-team head chef. So that's at the Jungle Room downtown. It's a great fine dining kind of take on Indonesian and Japanese street food. And it's dope. It's really good. It's awesome. Go there. She basically designed the whole menu.
Yeah, awesome.
All the dessert menu and most of the main menu too.
All right, and you got a lot of gigs coming up. Where can people follow you?
My next gig. I'm not sure where to say my next gig. I play in a lot at the Garden right now, which is where I'm doing my new residency. I left Gorgamesh and I'm now playing downtown at a club called the Garden.
Yep.
And I do that every month or so, and you just gotta watch out for it. It's spontaneous.
Any gigs coming up for you?
What have I got? I'm playing today.
Yes.
I'm playing tomorrow night at Pacific Rim at the hotel there. I DJ Vinyl at Botanist on Saturday, so I do an all brunch, like all vinyl brunch. Food's really good there too. Yeah. My homie's the executive chef over there, Damon Campbell. Huge shout out. So they do like a boozy bougie vinyl brunch, so I get to play there on Saturdays. I've got some private parties, but yeah, you can follow me at Kiprios12 on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. All right, and I saw a really pimp car downstairs. That wasn't yours, was it?
Yeah.
That's this man's car. That's this man's car.
Awesome. Okay, so what kind of car is it?
It's a 1968 Ford Galaxy XL500. But basically, it's a 68 Ford Galaxy.
Thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
You.
that was a new release by Rennie Foster called Turf Science. Check out the video on YouTube and you can see him skateboarding.
And right behind you, right here, that's Ben Chibber from Monkey Skateboard, legendary Woo. Pro skater.
And we're going to get to Ben's interview after the break.
Featuring weekly guests, Rad Radio brings you badass punk, street punk, ska, and oi tunes with a special focus on BC and Vancouver DIY bands. Join your host, Johnny Bones, every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Missed the show? Go to cjsf.ca for a podcast of the episode.
Hello, Ben, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please, introduce yourself.
Wham Bam.
East Van, yo.
East Van.
Yes.
My name's Ben Chibber, and I'm from Vancouver. And I grew up skateboarding in Vancouver, and that's kind of what I do.
Yes, and then what inspired you to start skating?
That was in 1985, and I was in grade 7. And like a fellow student brought his skateboard, and he was like, hey, hold this stick. And so I held the stick, and he jumped over the stick, like he was
no.
riding the board, and he jumped over the stick back onto the board.
Wow.
And then that's what kind of sparked me. I was all like, wow, that's cool. I want to do that.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting my own skateboard, and then the next year, around that time, that's when the movie Back to the Future
yes.
came out. And then once that came out, everybody in Vancouver was like, everyone got into skateboarding. It was the biggest hype craze that ever happened. But I actually got a skateboard before that.
Yes.
So yeah, that's why a lot of people like started skateboarding around my time.
All right. And when you first started skateboarding, did you just do it bare, like without any protection, or did you have like the helmet and the wristband and all that?
No. We never had any protection.
Right.
But wearing protection is a good thing, and I do promote that with the young kids for sure. Like, you definitely have to wear a helmet and pads, like when you're first learning how to skateboard, and that's really important. And you gotta learn how to fall and protect yourself. As long as you know your limits and you go by your limits, then yeah, you're good.
Okay, and then you got your own skateboard products here. Yeah, tell me about it.
I started a brand, Monkey Skateboards, in 1998.
The local kids know about it, and then what about internationally?
Yeah, I've had some products internationally, like in the States and the UK and Japan too. So, but those are the only places, and all over Canada.
Excellent.
But that was a long time ago. After I'd really focused on the brand, then I had an indoor skateboard park where I was teaching skateboarding for 8 years. And that ran from 2009 to 2017, so 8 years.
Okay, you don't teach anymore?
No. I'm retired from teaching.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah.
Right, and then you went to Japan and you took some skateboarders with you. Do you recall who the skateboarders were?
Yeah, there was a really good crew. We had Trevor Hulan, who actually lived in Japan. He's from Surrey. He was our main contact in Japan. And then Steve Strang and Elliot McDonald, and we met a few guys out there. Wacho is his name. And yeah, we just skateboarded around and we documented it. So it's in video form on Vimeo only.
Yes, and you gotta check that out.
Yeah,
all right.
Check it out.
And we're here today at the Zen Yesai Japanese Festival event here with Rennie Foster. How do you know Rennie?
Rennie, the funny thing is I met Rennie in Japan.
Oh!
So we had a common friend.
Yeah.
And we went to Shibuya, and we ended up going to the dog where everybody kind of meets up, and that's exactly where I met Rennie. Yeah, it was cool. We hung out and we got to know each other in Japan. And then after he was in Japan, he moved back to Canada and we reconnected back in Canada. And he actually had he rented a space in my warehouse as a studio. So that's where he did some pretty cool production out there.
Yeah, okay.
Till he moved his studio.
Yes, and you could recommend some female artists, local female artists here?
Yeah, I know a few. There's Ndidi Cascade.
Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
The beat ain't stopping it, you keep pop locking the rock of the show now. But they gotta slow down to keep it afloat now. Bringing the vibe, give thanks to creator, I'm living it so alive. I want to discover the rhythm in every other. I'm giving to every mother, every sister, every brother. I want to unravel the system of soul, travel and tap the right channel to move with no devil. I want to rise towards the most high. I really despise the greed, the shifts, eyes. I want to shine where stars do align, cause now is the time to find the sublime. I'm steady climbing the rhyming to make diamonds in the sky reflect back down to the tide side. Move with the moonlight, I assume right now the insight might make the moon right.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
If it don't flow, suggest you don't go. The seeds that won't sow, the cells that won't grow. Lest you get blessed, confess and don't fool a kid who don't know the toll. It's like woe when they tell their souls to hold the fool's golden. All the goals go out the window or smoke the endo or don't meditate. Don't take the time to unwind and create what we were given free will for a reason. Make me wonder why we turn like the season. Could it be all the greed they feed in me? Gotta see what I need, come on.
Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you're feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back. Everybody in the place, put your hands up. If you're standing in the back, you better move up. I got the sound that make the hands clap, clap. If you don't like my sound, take a step back.
How you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style. Do I really have to ask how you feeling it? See the way you move your hips, it's affirmative. Beats are moving you and your relatives. Big up the style, big up the style.
Yes, she's I love a rap.
Do you know her?
I do. I interviewed her.
There's Saria, there's Nina, she's a DJ. There's another Filipino DJ. Called DJ Blessed. She's in New York now.
And you live in Vancouver. Tell me what you like about it.
What do I like? Vancouver? Yeah. It's the best place to live in Canada, or it's the best place to be in the whole entire world in the summertime.
In the summertime?
In the summertime only.
Only, okay. The rest of the time.
Unless you love the cold,
then we have
some great mountains you can snowboard or ski or whatever else you'd like to do. And if you love the snow and the cold, then we have really great mountains like Seymour and Grouse and Cypress, which is like, it only takes you what, half an hour, 40 minutes to get there from Vancouver or wherever you are. And so you can be up in the mountain and then you can come down and you can go down to the beach and you can see the sunset and you can take a dip in the ocean. And we've got lots of rivers and lakes and...
Yes, and just today you went in the river.
I did. I ran the whole like Lynn Canyon, and then I'm taking dips in the river. So that's kind of my cross training.
That's how we do it, yo.
Yeah, that's how we do it. We're like running, swimming, skateboarding, kayaking, you know, diving. What else can you do? voting. There's tons of things you can do.
Yes, and we're here at the back of your car here. Have you ever sold stuff out of the back of your trunk?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to buy some bearings, I got bearings right now.
You got bearings, yo?
we got bearings right here.
There you go. Awesome.
But no decks right now. Not in my car.
All right, and then last question. What was the first trick that you did?
What's the first trick I did?
Yeah, up on your skateboard.
Oh, man. Probably was a boneless.
Okay.
So, like, something where you took your, you know, your feet off and you jumped with the board.
Okay.
And it's kind of an old 80s thing. Probably something like this.
Thank you, Ben, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, East Van.
And that was Rennie Foster's Just Do It. And I hope you all have an amazing New Year's Eve coming up. And whatever goals you have set, just do it. For myself, I plan to shave my head. You heard me right. My hair is getting quite long and it's crazy heavy. It's knotted. It's usually in a bun. But the bun lady will be gone January 1st. That's right. It's going to be a new year, a new me. Thank you, Ben, Bayes, Kiprios, and of course my good friend Rennie Foster, who organized the summer music event with his wife, Kara. Always a good time and good people. And thank you for hanging out with me on this last 2024 Wham Bam East Van show. We're going to end with one of DJ Blessed's vinyl picks. You could check her out on YouTube, and she picked Patrice Rushen, Where There Is Love. All right, we'll catch you all next week, which happens to be next year. And yes, it's going to be smooth going into 2025, baby. Oh, yeah. This is DJ Betty signing out. Good night.